All right. So we are tuning in. Sisters United. And I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. So for today's show, we are going to be talking. We got a couple of questions in our lives. So we're going to be talking about that. Praise God. And y'all know I'm a pastor, so you're going to hear a bunch of hallelujahs and praise gods and all that stuff. So don't get to tripping. Don't even trip. But I want to welcome. I'm waiting on. It's like one of the hosts keep calling in and the call keeps dropping. So what we're going to do, we're going to play some music and then we're going to get into the show. Again, welcome to Sisters United with none other than your host, Queenie. And I got a couple other ladies calling in so that they could be a part of the show. All right. This song I want to play for you is by your very own Queenie. And it says, yes, Jesus loves me. All right. Go tell somebody that Jesus loves them, and we'll be right back.
In my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible on the wall. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Okay, so today, one of the things I wanted to talk about is dysfunctional relationships, red flags. How do you know that you have gotten yourself into, I keep dropping my call. How do you know that you have gotten yourself into a terrible relationship? You know, a lot of times we see the red flags. You see them. But something in you that's so infatuated with the person that you are with makes you say, oh, it's not that bad, or oh, I can deal with it, or oh, you know, this, or something of that nature. But God always sends us red flags. He does. He sends us red flags. He shows us what the problems are, and we have to understand that to pay attention to what he shows us, okay? First of all, what are your red flags? You have to sit down and you have to say, okay, what have I seen so far, okay? Sometimes in our relationships, we don't understand that when we get in a relationship is supposed to add to our lives, not take away from. First flag is if you start losing stuff. You start losing friendships. You start losing time with your loved ones. You start losing. So you have to be careful to pay attention to red flags. Some of us, like I say, we see the red flags, know the red flags, but we continue on in the relationship in our mind hoping that they love us so much or they'll get so impressed with us that they will change. But we have to understand that we have to set standards and boundaries in relationships. You know, we can't be so infatuated with someone that we allow them to take us through things that we promised ourselves that we would not go through. And my show is dropping a lot of my calls, so we, you know, pray my strength in the Lord. So what I want you to do is, if you feel like you're in a dysfunctional relationship or a unhealthy relationship, you got to first take responsibility for where you are in that relationship. So number one, red flag, a relationship is supposed to add to, not take away from, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you why I talk about relationships a lot. It's because I dealt with it, got a testimony about it, you know, about how dysfunctional the relationships were. I stayed in them. I thought I could work it out. I thought I could pray it away and all of these different things, and ended up in a world of trouble. So we have to make sure that we pay attention to warning signs, to warning signs. All right? So another red flag, if the person is possessive, they want to know who you're on the phone with, where you're going, who is that? Who is that over there when they on the phone with you? Who is that I hear in the background? All kinds of stuff. How do I know this red flag? Went through it myself. You know, but I thought it was just him caring about me and he cares who's around me at first. And then after a while, it was annoying. I was like, oh, my God, why are you? Listen, I'm grown. You know, so what you think is cute in the beginning, and I have one of my sister-in-law says this. She says, start a relationship off the way you want it to go. If you never would put up with it, don't start putting up with it just because, you know, it's a fresh relationship and you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Start a relationship off the way you want it to go. Come on, because you can't turn around later and get to talking about, oh, well, I don't know what, why, when this happened, and he used to be this, that, and the other. No, that person is going to be who they are from the beginning, and you have to, if they show you who they are, then that's who they are. And like I say, as women, and even sometimes as sometimes as men that are infatuated with someone, we tend to excuse behavior. We tend to excuse the things that people do, or the way that people come at us, and we accept. We begin to accept. You know, my husband say it all the time. He says, you have to teach people how to love you. You have to teach people how to be in a relationship. Who do we have on the line? I hope they answer. Who do we have on the line with us today? Oh, it dropped the call again. Okay, so you have to teach people how to love you. That's why when getting a relationship, a lot of people's relationship go sideways, because you never sat down and say, this is what I expect, or this is how what I want from a relationship. This is what I need from a relationship. This is what I need from you. And if you cannot do this, then we should stop now. You know, start the relationship off the way you want it to go. You know, a lot of things, like I say, we put up with, we allow, and before you know it, we're in a very, very dangerous situation. A lot of women are in the dealing with domestic violence. They're dealing with being battered. A lot of men are dealing with being battered, too, because you allow that woman to knock you all upside your head, and she a woman and I'm a man and I can't hit her. You get to justify why she's slapping you and punching you and say, well, she was just upset. Domestic violence by any measure is uncalled for. Domestic violence is not something that God ordained. It's not healthy. You can't fix someone. Listen, your love may cover a multitude of faults and all this kind of stuff, but you can't do the work of the Lord like that. God has to fix them. Come on. God has to come into their heart, and they have to be ready to do what God has, you know, what has called them to do in their life. Let me see if I can get Trainer Ray on the line for our next question. Okay, let's see. Let me see if I can get him on the line. All right, so make sure that you are in a healthy relationship. Don't accept anything from anybody. Trainer Ray, do I have you on the line?
Yes. Trainer Ray is here. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. My radio show keeps dropping calls. I'm like, Lord Jesus, what's happening? But we had a question from one of the ladies. Hey, Keisha, let me explain this to Keisha. The radio show keeps dropping calls, okay? It keeps dropping calls. So I may call you. On Facebook or something like that. I don't understand why it keeps dropping calls. But right here, she says she works out. Okay, let's see. Sandra says she's been walking. She says she started walking over a month ago. She said, and she has no energy. What can she do? So she's walking, okay, getting that blood pumping, that heart going. But what can she do to increase her energy?
First off, she needs to make sure she's eating something before she starts to walk.
All right,
have a meal in her system. She has to have some carbohydrates.
Oh, she got to have some carbohydrates. Can you hear us, Sandra? You heard what he said. He said what kind of food should she eat before walking? Because, you know, when I used to go walking like that in the – when do you go walking? In the morning, Sandra? Do you go walking in the morning? I'm going to wait for her to answer. Oh, Lord. We'll wait. But if she's walking in the morning, what food should she eat? Because, you know, you can't eat heavy before you go walking, I don't think, especially in this heat.
No, you shouldn't eat real heavy, but a lot of people tend to get, like, oatmeal or something in their system, oatmeal, because they're going to have some carbs in it, because that's oat. They're going to have some fiber, too, but you need to get some oatmeal or something. Even some people eat like potatoes in the morning, you know, like it's called like hash browns in the morning and stuff. Some people have some carbs in it, because what happens is a lot of people get up in the morning, they want to go work out, And the myth is people tell them that it's better to work out on an empty stomach, and it's not. Because when you're waking up, you don't have any food in your system. When you don't have any food in your system, your body is trying to strive to get that food, and there's nothing there, so it's weak. So what you have to do is increase your carb intake, or increase them. Make sure you get some food in your system an hour before you're working out.
Right.
And then her energy level should be good out.
Now, I used to faint. I'm going to just put it out there. If I get out there and I get to, and it kind of scared me a little bit, I'll get out there and I'll get that heart to pumping and get to walking. And I don't know if it's overheating or what it is, but I'll go through this little faint spell. So what is happening with that? We'll wait. Okay, well, Trainer Ray is not on there again. He's going to call back. Okay, so we're going to wait for that commentary. Let me see. I can't get the host. Listen, where there's a will, there's a way. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my host on here. The people like say, come hell or high water. That's right, baby. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So let's see who we got. I want to go into my group. There we are. Go into my group. Oh. The resident guru is back. All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, my call dropped.
Your call dropped? I'm
yeah,
having
I mean,
a lot
I
mean, of calls
I mean,
dropping today, but it's okay. Okay, so the fainting, getting overheated, or is that dehydration? What is that?
Was that in the morning, like doing a workout?
Yeah, in the morning.
Eating before you work out?
I eat before I work out, but it's still like if I do a overexertion, you know, or do too much, that little feeling.
Sometimes you can push yourself a little too hard.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you haven't been doing anything, then if you haven't eaten, that makes it even worse because now you haven't eaten, then plus you're pushing yourself extra hard,
uh-huh.
which could cause you to pass out because your body's trying to get something that it doesn't have.
Okay.
And so what you have to do is make sure you got the energy source within your body
uh-huh.
in order to get what you need, you know what I'm saying? Because your energy source, will say that it's going to come from your carbs in the morning. So a lot of people don't realize the reason they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day is because your body, your blood sugar has dropped
right.
tremendously while you were asleep. So you have to
get it back on a
regular level. So once it's get back on a regular level, most people don't explain why it's the most important meal of the day.
So your blood, it's not your blood pressure that dropped, it's your blood sugar that dropped.
It's your blood sugar, uh-huh.
Wow.
So once you eat, it gets it back on a regular level. It gets your blood sugar back on a regular level. So as you throughout the day, that's why most diabetics don't produce sugar.
Uh-huh.
They have to have insulin in the morning.
Okay.
To get their sugar back on 20.
Okay.
So
uh-huh.
A regular person, their sugar level drops throughout the night.
Right. Well, okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that information. I'm going to let you get back to work. I hope that that answers some questions for you. Okay, so we'll thank you for calling in. Hopefully we can get you on the show as a guest, you know, to talk to us about fitness and all that good stuff.
Let me know. I'm ready.
All right. Talk to you
all
later.
Right.
All right. For those of you that are just tuning in, you're with us on Sisters United. Now, I'm trying to get my girls on because the devil is a lie. You know, your technology will work if you work it. So I'm going to start a group call, get my ladies on. All right. Yeah, so we have... We have the Ladies and Sisters United, And we are, we come together again to bring unity, to talk about different topics and subjects that will increase us, empower us, and inspire. So we want you to feel inspired. We want you to drop your questions. We want to answer those questions and just be of a help in any way we can. Let's see who we got. Who answered the call?
This is Keisha.
All right, Keisha, let me turn my volume up. There she is. Oh, yes. Y'all know I'm going to make it happen. Ain't nobody got time for the devil. We're going
to
make it happen. Yes, we got Tammy. Go ahead, say something, Tammy.
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here. Hold on real quick. I had a bunch of noises going on in my head. I had the computer going and I was seeing you up on the computer, so.
Yeah, I know I'm going to make it happen.
Trying, but, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right, and we're going to make it happen. Because Sisters United will not be stopped. We will not be stopped. Now, we talked about, I started this show off talking about toxic relationships. What are the red flags? How do you know that you are in a toxic relationship? So I'm going to start with Keisha. Go ahead and share your view on what a toxic relationship is. And turn your microphone up. Make sure your microphone is up.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. When you're in a toxic relationship, usually whoever, and I'll call them the oppressor, because that's what they are, they usually want to separate you from everybody so that you are kind of dependent on them and so that other people love you don't know and can't see the decline that's about to happen. So wanting to separate you from people, that's one thing that a toxic person does. And then another thing, it just starts gradually, and then it ramps up. So a person telling you negative things about yourself.
Wow.
They may start with, you don't even wear that. Makes you look too big. Well, you know you look big when you look that. Okay, you know. So, and then, you know, just kind of ask people to talk to people. You know, like, it's really personal. You have to,
Okay, we have to. Hold on, Keisha. We have some typing going on. Miss Lily.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Mute your mic. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Keisha.
Okay. And then, you know, it gets kind of personal, you know, or whatever. Things that they didn't say before, you know, when you had people, you know, like supporters. They basically, they'll isolate you. They'll make you have, you know, renounce everybody, your family, your friends, if they really care about you, so they can go to work on you. So anybody, and I don't, you know, anybody that does things to you that you don't like, and you tell them you don't like it, even if it's a name, if it's a, you know, these are people you really shouldn't associate yourself with. And heaven forbid, if you might be with a person for 10 years and they never put their hands on you, even if it's a push, a head, but, you know, because I've had people say, oh, well, he didn't hit me, but he had that.
Yeah.
It won't be another 10 years before it happens.
Right.
So you have to look up enough to know, you know, when to get out. You know, but love for stuff has to overcome over time to deal with this person. Issues, you know, on their own.
Exactly.
Love for stuff, negativity towards them.
Yeah.
And I love.
Now, Tammy, do you want to say something on this topic? Because I agree with you, Keisha. You know, the negative like I was saying earlier, a lot of times we excuse different things, or it's a part of us that believes what a verbally abusive person said, so we accept it. And I think that to accept it shows us, too, that we have some work to do. Not work to do with that person, but work to do with our... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we have to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Keisha, you hit it right on the nose. It does start off, and sometimes it can look different depending upon the person. And honestly, I'm a type of person like this. I always look at things on the flip side. Abuse people, abuse other people, hurt other people. So my thing is, if it's starting out and I'm recognizing it from the beginning and I point it out to you and you don't make a change to it, then that's a clear indicator that I may need to move around. But you're making a legitimate effort to change it because you recognize it as such, then, you know, maybe we can move forward together. But yes, ma'am, it does start, you know, with isolating.
Yeah.
Because if I keep you around people that love you, they're going to tell you that, okay, that's probably not the best relationship. They're going to throw salt on what you're trying to do, you know, and to diffuse it or what have you. You know, you don't need to be with him. You don't need to be with her because they're doing this, that, and that other. So other people around you may recognize it when you don't. So if I can isolate you from them and you're not recognizing, that means I don't proceed on what I'm doing.
Wow.
Talking to people any old kind of way, you know, talking down to them like they're beneath you and I'm above you, you know.
Right.
I'm this, I'm that, another, and you're just this, you know, you're just this, or, you know, that little job you have going on.
Those small words.
Make a major difference, you know. Oh, you got your little promotion, or you got your little job.
Then
you start to feel like you got to dummy yourself down in order to be with that person because you don't want to make them feel, you know, insignificant.
Okay.
Small to you, you want to, you know, make sure, you know, let you know I love you.
Yeah.
And all this kind of stuff. So you got to do a whole lot of compromise. I mean, relationships are compromised. Anyway,
hold on.
I'm not saying that you're compromising self-dignity and who you are and compromising just yourself and your looks.
Before you continue on, because I know I'll forget, because I love shows like this, because topics like this, because we need to build each other up and help us identify the things that we may be accepting that's not healthy. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you said that belittling, and it's so subtle the way people do it, because I remember I went through that. Exactly what you said. Oh, you got your little show, or you got your little this and your little that. I went through that, and I want us to always be able to identify these things. And sometimes it's just what it is. We don't see it. We don't know. And some of us were raised, and y'all know I always go here. Some of us were raised in that type of environment where and you didn't realize it, you know, you just think that's how people talk to people, you know, but in actuality, it's negative. In actuality, what you're doing is taking my accomplishment and you're making it smaller. I always tell my husband, I said, because some people want to beat you down and crush you to a place where they can handle your existence. You know what I'm saying? They can handle, because they can't, they met you with high self-esteem or whatever, you know, they met you doing what you do, and they love that about you, but they feel small with you, so they want to bring you down to a level where they can handle you. You see what I'm saying? So I went through, and Tammy, like I say, And Keisha, y'all own it today, because I remember, and I told my husband I need to testify about these things. I remember when I had to deal with somebody saying, you're a loser. You ought to be happy somebody wants you. You ought to be. I went through such verbal abuse till I just was walking around like a zombie. You see what I'm saying? Somebody telling you that you can't, you ain't going to have nothing. You ain't going to never have nothing. I'm telling you, it was horrible. Do you hear what I'm saying? But I put up with it because it was a part of me, you know, that went through verbal abuse or went through some type of feeling less than through my upbringing. You get what I'm saying? Of feeling like I wasn't good enough. So for that lady that's listening to this show, I want you to understand that you are good enough because God says you're good enough. You don't need man to tell you that you're good enough. You don't need man to tell you that what you're doing is great, that what you have accomplished is great. It is great because you did it. It's great because you put your mind to it and you got it done. My God, y'all go, listen, Tammy done got me going, girl. It's good because, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know what, and you have to, you know, if you come from a place, and just like you said, a lot of the times people grow up in those situations, so things like that are familiar to you. So that's what you look for. You look for things that, you know, relationships appear familiar with.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get on the level.
Okay.
You know, just talk to him or whatever. He's been intriguing because he told me, he was intriguing to me because he told me that he was with his child's mother, he was with his girlfriend. The girlfriend had to approach his other sister and got her phone number from him.
Wow.
Okay, so that was one thing. This is when I just started school. I was working on my associate's degree then. And he got mad at me one day. You know what he said to me? He told me that I wasn't nothing, I never was going to be nothing.
Wow.
Wait a minute. But he met the right one.
Oh, come on.
What I explained to him was, based on our first conversation and what intrigued me, I didn't want to see what he was about. I knew. But I told him, based on the first conversation that we had, and he told me that you were with your girlfriend when you met the baby's mama.
Because I had moments, you know, and I'm not saying I was in one bad relationship. I done made a lot of different, you know, mistakes, but it's always a moment where you get an epiphany or you, it's always an aha moment, like, you know that this is not right. And it's the decision that you make after you figure out that this is not good for you. What do you make after you get that information? You get what I'm saying? After you get that notion, after you get that memo, right, in your spirit, in your psyche, or whatever you want to say, when that hits your mind, what do you do next? That's what's important, you know, because there's a lot of folks that stayed in horrible relationships for the kids. They stayed in horrible relationships because they didn't want people to see them fail. They stayed in horrible relationships. They kept abuse a secret, verbal abuse, because, see, physical abuse, you can hide it. Verbal abuse and emotional abuse, you can hide it. But physical abuse, you can't. So you, that person will get out of that one, right, eventually. Somebody will shake them or kidnap them or they'll run away, you know. But when you're dealing with emotional and verbal abuse, it's a little harder to get a person out of that, especially if they're dealing with that maybe he's right. See, I'm going to tell you why it happens, because you're around that person so much and their opinion begins to matter. And then I always tell this, tell people this, you put them in a place that only God is supposed to be. Now you're not listening to God, you're listening to a person, right? And now every step you make or to feel accomplished, every approval has to come from that person. You get what I'm saying? So now I'm emotionally abused, I'm verbally punished when I get home, but in front of people, we look good, right?
Right.
In front of folks, he makes you look good, or she makes you look good. But when you go home, she calling you everything but a child of God. She telling you you don't anger, you sorry, you this, that, and the other. And then somebody comes along and say, she needs to tell you that so you can be all that you need to be. That is not the work of the Lord. Okay?
Right.
Verbal abuse by any measure is not the work of the Lord. Listen, all that tough love, hard love, I got to say what I need to say. I needed to cuss at her, or I need to cuss him out and all this kind of stuff. Listen, that is not the work of the Lord. I don't care how you try to justify it.
Well, you know, physical abuse is a lot easier to recognize.
Exactly.
I know you're hitting me.
Yeah.
If you're, like I say, when you're used to somebody talking to you like that, you grew up being talked to like that, then you don't necessarily recognize that you're not
exactly
used to something like that.
Exactly.
When you're dealing with that nagging, that constant talking down, it's not of God, because God's voice of correction and his voice of talking to you and trying to direct you the right way is gentle.
Yeah.
You know you need to go over here and go do that. God talks to us with love.
You love.
He talks to us with gentleness and his voice. We haven't nowhere close to feel God's wrath, so it's not time for God's wrath that.
Come
you know,
on, right,
when,
right.
When God's wrath comes through, you are well recognized what God's wrath is. So when he corrects us with a gentle voice, you know, no, you're not supposed to
that's
do
true.
That, you know, or, you know, he corrects us gently.
That's
not,
true.
Not a nag like that, like a verbally abusive person would do. So that definitely is not of God. And if they say it is of God, they need to take it back to the drawing board and re-pray about it and ask God for that gentleness so I can help my spouse in this particular area. If you actually see them going in the wrong direction, because sometimes we think when people saying something to us about something, they're being abusive towards us, it's really actuality, they say it in love. And if you feel like you say it in love, and then it's not coming cross
right
as love, and it's not being gentle, and it's being nagging, and it's being abusive, you need to take that to God and say, okay, Father, give me the voice that I need to have towards this person, because I do love this person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people that doesn't experience love don't know how to love.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Sometimes we think it's natural. You automatically come out the womb knowing how to love. In actuality, you don't. Either you talk to be ugly toward people by what you see in your world or in your household, or you talk to be loving toward
that's
people.
That's right.
It's either one or the other. And if you've been taught that rough way, maybe you need to pray up and ask God to give you the gentle way, the loving way.
That's
you
right.
Know, this is what he gave us. The greatest gift was love.
That's
so
right.
If he gave us the greatest gift of love, maybe we need to ask him to show us how to love, because
the right
way comes to God.
That's right. I like that. I like that. I like how you said it, the gentle way. And because I'm gonna tell you something, you know, it's a part of love that says no. It's a part of love that says that may reject certain things. It's a part of love, but it's also, like you said, it's also, he said, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. You know, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not puffed up. Love, you get what I'm saying, does not exalt itself. You know, love is not, does not keep record. You get what I'm saying? So let's look at a relationship. In some relationships, yeah. So when we keep record, let's go into a relationship about that. You know, when somebody constantly brings up what you did in the past, constantly, you know, but I've forgiven you, right? But now we take that, what we forgave you for, and use it as a weapon to always come at you, or to get away with the stuff that you're doing, you know? Oh, you, yeah, to manipulate. Yeah, so it's so many different flags that you can really, really pay attention to. And that's why I love this show, because we're able to point out different things. Now, the question I want to ask next is, I'm going to start with Keisha. Keisha, you got a friend, right? Your friend, you see that she's verbal. You hear the verbal abuse, okay? You hear it. Now, we may have people that are listening in that are saying, well, I know somebody that's going through that. How do I approach that situation? Or do I do what people always say, stay out of folks' business? What do I do if I'm if I see this or experience this with my friend? Go ahead. What you think?
Okay, so this is how I feel. If it's done before me, it is my business. And I, you know, I'm one of these kind of people, and I grew up with boys. You know what I'm saying? So, and I love being men. I love, you know, my guys are being these guys. You know, I love these guys. So, your attentiveness does not bother me, like your physical or whatever. And I mean, I've had friends who fight and everything like that. I've been at their house to do get started, and I tell me that I love my friend. I hate that she, you know, they start fighting all of this, but she's not gonna do the good.
Exactly.
She allows it, but she can't do it when I'm here.
Exactly. Tammy Lily, you might have to turn your volume down while you're moving around. We're picking up all your environment. Keisha, okay, so Keisha, okay, so do you pull her aside or do you pull him aside?
Huh?
Exactly.
Because
I know this one thing, Keisha. If I'm gonna say it in front of both of them, and I want him to jump at me, or I want her to jump at me, because I got a number I'm gonna dial. And honey, I'm gonna tell you right now.
My first line is to get you off me, okay? So if it's any of you left, if it's my hand out. The black guy.
Wow.
The work, you know, and I'd be like, look, you know, you don't have to take that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if you have fighting me, but I'm fighting soon.
Yeah.
Because you got a black guy. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes a hook will be a little bit of a problem. Tell that dude, if he don't stop hitting you, then you're going to give him some help, legal help.
Yeah.
If you call him, you don't feel bad, you don't go give him some help. Because don't nobody have any good hands on you. I don't believe in that. like I said, I grew up with guys. You know, I grew up with guys, my brothers, my cousins, my uncles and their friends. And I tell a dude in a minute, you get just talking too loud for me, baby. Look, I know a whole lot of words. You need me to teach you some.
Yeah. Yeah, I can help you with your communication. You know what? I'm gonna say this. Cause I said I would testify a lot, so y'all just get ready, cause I'm gonna be telling y'all a lot of stuff. Because I believe that our testimony helps people, you know. And if I came through it, got the victory, and I'm singing and laughing and all that good stuff today, then you know that I'm testifying out of a good place. Now listen, I was telling y'all earlier about my verbally abusive relationship, and my I was verbally abused not only by him but by his people. Do you get what I'm saying? By his mother. Okay. And I was real young. I was 21, right? And my mom had taught me to respect my elders. And it's the reason I'm going here, because a lot of people think, well, I could put up with it from somebody else, right? But you have to understand that it's not okay to come from anybody. This woman would come in my house. She would run people out of my house. He would just sit there and let it happen, right? And me trying to be respectful and all this kind of stuff. Now, I'm telling you, I was young, y'all. This is before I realized I was grown. And this lady would come and wreak havoc. She'd run off the baby's godparents. And, you know, I would plan a baby shower. She'd go say she planned it. And then I get over her house and ain't nobody there and ain't no cake, ain't no presents. It was just a setup so nobody else would do it. You know, it was tormenting. You get what I'm saying? And until one day, my God, one day I made him sit down and I got on the phone with this demon. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I let this demon have it. Do you understand? And this is what I did. And this is for those of you that's passive. All you got to do is turn that volume down on that cell phone so they ain't so loud. And then go ahead and say what you need to say. I'll teach you how to do it. See, it's practice. Practice taking up for yourself. Don't wait for a man to speak up for you. I'm just trying to help you.
Don't wait for nobody to speak up for you.
Well, I'm talking to the one in that relationship dealing with that mother-in-law from hell. Don't wait for him to do it. He's not going to do it. Some folks, I put a question out a long time ago. If you're dealing with in-laws from hell, those that come over and do and say and do it, you're waiting for, and I'm going to tell y'all, this marriage was horrible. And God rest her soul, amen. But when I was married to her son, baby, she say all kinds of stuff. Baby, I turn the volume down on that phone, and I say, let me tell you something. Now, I done took this from you for so long, and your son is cheating and doing all manner of evil. You're not going to talk to me like this no more. Because she would say different things and she would handle me, and the God in me and the respect that my mama taught me, I'm trying to respect her. But you can't give respect to folk that don't respect you. And you have to, stand up for yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's a lot of passive folk that's dealing with some stuff you don't have to deal with. And that's why I always tell people, I'm in my victory and promised land now. You know, I have some sister-in-laws that love me, and I love them. I got a mother-in-law that's just as sweet as she could be, and that's because I got out of that mess I was in. Do you understand? You got to make room for the blessings. Listen, you got to walk away. Ain't nothing worth your peace. Ain't nothing worth you sitting around looking like you need to be in an insane asylum. They need you, you know. Ain't nothing worth driving you into the crazy house. Do you understand what I'm saying? Stand up for yourself. If you got to go in there and have a pep rally with God and ask God to send you some strength from on high, Lord, send me the words, go into whatever you need to do. But you're going to, in order to, a lot of people like to run. They like to run from a situation instead of face it. But you got to learn to stand up, because guess what? That's going to come around again. It's going to come around again. Mm-hmm. Stand up for yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help you today. All right, go ahead.
And this is how I've always been with respect, generally. Mistakes don't come from me because of your age.
Huh.
Mistakes don't come from me because of your title or whoever it is you think you are. Respect gets respect. You know, and oftentimes, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to go ham on 80 years. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like once you are grown, you are grown.
Yeah.
You know, so, yes, ma'am, I understand. But there's a way that I can hear things. I can't hear things. My ears don't adjust to anything. So, you know, this is what you said to me. I'm an adult, you're an adult. I understand. However, my ears can't receive everything. So, we don't have a conversation. We're going to have to do it so my ears can hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just, you know, the bottom line or whatever. And somebody in my house, you go in the house and you run the one where you pay me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't buy it. If I tell them I'm not good enough, you praying for God to give me some strength on high. I be praying for God to guard his mouth so he can get out of line, because this mouth right here.
Yeah, that's all. Listen, hey, Keisha. All that in that prayer, in the strength, in everything. That's strength. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I tell folks, what gets me, and James be laughing at me, what gets me is the things that people think they can say to you. That's what gets me. The things that people think they can say to you. Because I'm like this. I'm like this. People that don't respect the call on my life, I stay away from them. I stay away from them because you ain't going to pull me back into my old life. You ain't going to pull me back into what or where you at. Now, if you want to come over to the church, amen, hallelujah. But you're not going to pull me back into the streets just because you still got street mentality. I'm not going to do it with you. You're not going to just, you know, you manipulative and controlling and all this kind of stuff, and you want to pull me back where you are so you can say, see, look, I told you she wasn't a preacher. No, I'm not going to go there with you. If you don't respect who I am, guess what? I'm going to stay away from you. You see what I'm saying? If I come over to where you are, whatever, then, you know, then, hey, how you doing? But I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to play games and get into banter with you. And see, that's what we have to understand, too. People like to drag you, in, like I said earlier, into the dungeon with them. Like they say, misery loves company, you know. And some people are so miserable, or some people are jealous of where you are, you know, so they try to find little ways to drag you. But you got to be bold. You got to stand tall. You got to, like James be saying about the man cave, like they say, put that grown man on every day. Put your grown woman on every day. And stop apologizing for who you are and stand in who you are, period.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, you know, I am truly a work in progress. I am truly a work in progress because I tell people all of the time, I just want to communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, people can... You know, some people don't get the, you know, nice and courteous or whatever. So I have to put my means real on me. You know what I'm saying? Elevate my voice a little bit so that they can understand.
Yeah.
You know, and then when they calm it on down and get it on together, guess what I do? I calm it on down and get it together, but I just have to let them know.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, God is still working on me. I will say what I have to say and pray for us in a minute.
I know that's right.
And it's going to get better. I know it's going to get better. But, that's how it is.
Well, we got 5 minutes left in the show. It's been a wonderful show. Want to send a shout out to Rita. Rita is in our, she's in our, in my live.
Okay.
We also want to give a shout out to Tammy. Tammy, what's going on, girl? Now, she's back. You back, Tammy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm back.
All right, go ahead and sign off. All right, you missed the last few minutes. Go ahead and sign off for us right quick.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me go ahead and sign on out. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much to the co-host and co-host with me. I am so excited every time I get an opportunity to be online with you ladies. Thank you to Queenie for this platform. I'm super excited about it. As always, I don't know when excitement's going, so every kind of got out, but I'm a wild guy. That keeps me all the way. Definitely make sure you pre-order my book today. It's Why Your Refund Is So Low. It's a business owner's gift for first-time business owners, new business owners, for everybody to get some information out of it. If you're not a new business owner, definitely buy it as a gift for new business owner. I got a birthday coming up on the 30th of July. Please make sure you order my book to help me celebrate my 43 years on the face of the earth. That I'm so immensely blessed from it. There's so many that I get the opportunity to see this day, and I'm getting opportunity. So please let me help celebrate. Please make sure you get on with every single Wednesday on this line, on this online, whether you're calling in or you're going online to listen in, because we've got some good topics, and I'm just excited about these ladies and their movement.
All right. Amen. Okay, go ahead, Keisha, sign up for us.
Okay, thank you once again for joining us, the Ladies and Sisters United, with our Wednesday talk. This has been a great talk today, or whatever, and I hope it really helps somebody. So join us again next week, and we'll be back.
We'll
give you some information, share some information, or make you feel some kind of way.
Yes. Whichever it is, you're going to get.
Yes, something's
going to happen. All right, y'all. All right. We give a shout out to Zena that's working and making that paper, make your paper, boo. And then we give a shout out, like I say, Rita's in the live. And she said, she made a comment. She said, think that because when you are a Christian, you can't get with them. But that's not so. Exactly right, Rita. That's not so. Like they say, I come out of a bag on you. I'm going to stand up for myself. All right. Thank everybody for tuning in to Sisters United. This has been Queenie. All right. And the crew and the ladies of Sisters United Talk Show. Make sure you check us out on Blog Talk Radio at 347-826-9424 or blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. Just scroll, baby. We got plenty of shows, plenty for you to hear. All right? Love y'all, but we got to go.